big goals, key saves, and post-game comments all in one place. This is CBJ Rewind. Here's your host, Zachary Rodier.
Last night, the Columbus Blue Jackets fell to the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-2 at Amalie Arena. With around 3:30 left in the first, Braden Point opened the scoring for the Lightning, but with 43 seconds left in the frame, Kirill Marchenko tied the game for the Blue Jackets.
Zach Werenski gets it to Damon Severson. He finds Cole Sillinger on the left wing side, give to Marchenko with a shot, and he scores! Kirill Marchenko pulled the trigger quickly. He put it off the glove of Vasilevsky, and it goes into the net. And the Blue Jackets have just tied this game at one by using a little Marchy madness.
A little over 7 minutes into the second, Marchenko made it 2-1 for Columbus on the power play.
Now Marchenko brings it back in, takes a shot, and he scores! Oh, what a thrill for Kirill, his second of the game. And for the first time tonight, the Blue Jackets have the lead. It's 2-1.
That goal from Marchenko was his 23rd of the campaign, which is now a career high in goals for him in a season. Johnny Gaudreau also got the primary assist on that score, helping him reach a career total of 500 helpers. But with around 6 minutes left in the frame, Steven Stamkos tied the game, and 5:40 into the third, Anthony Cirelli gave Tampa Bay the lead, and 16 seconds later, Stamkos made it 4-2, and with a little over 2 minutes left in regulation, Stamkos completed his hat trick, leading to the 5-2 loss for the Blue Jackets. After the game, Blue Jackets head coach Pascal Vincent shared his thoughts on the loss.
Collectively, we played really well. We didn't finish around the net, but we've played in all three zones, and we didn't give much. We tracked the chances for and against, and usually it's a pretty good indication on who's going to win the game. And that changes a little bit when we rewatch the game, but right now our numbers are 22 chances for, and we gave up only 14, which is a real good game against any team in the NHL. Leave that alone against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Listen, that's a team that has won the Stanley Cup recently. They can make plays with no room. They created their chances, and when they did, they were able to finish. But as far as we are concerned, we lost Meyer first shift. Nylander couldn't go tonight, but collectively, they showed up today, and the way we've played was the right way.
The Blue Jackets now head to the other side of Florida as they take on the Florida Panthers Thursday night at 7 at Amerant Bank Arena. The pregame show starts at 6:30, both on Bally Sports and the Blue Jackets Radio Network. With CBJ Rewind, I'm Zachary Rodier.